Weiter in Shas Yirin Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, the finale, folks. Here we go. Next part of Mishnah says, Kisvei Kodesh Yiganzu, that is it. You have holy books. They have to be genesisized, hidden away. Masisil Gorbe Lezer is not like Gorbe Lezer. The time runs under Brisa. He says, any city that even has one mezuzah cannot be in Ir Hanidachas. It should look familiar because we saw this earlier in the Masechta Daf Ayin Aleph. The pasuk says, "V'sarafta be'eshes ha'ir v'eskol shlala kalil," and you shall burn the city along with all its booty in a fire, completely to Hashem your God. So clearly, he's saying you can't do this. This is a mezuzah. V'heicha de'ika mezuzah lo efshar, not able to be done over here. So the pasuk says, "Lo sasun kein l'Hashem l'keichem," do not do this to Hashem your God. This pasuk is talking about Rashi brings down that when they were taking over Canaan, they were getting rid of all of, destroying all the Avodah Zarah of Canaan. It says, you shall obliterate their names from that place, but you shouldn't do this to Hashem. And we learn from here that it's also destroy anything that has Shem Hashem, like a mezuzah. And therefore, your nidachas can't work if it's going to be the mezuzah in there. So, must be our mitzvah is not like him. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, "Because Baruch Hu said, said if you go out and you do judgment against an Aaron, Nidachas Manli Aleichem Kilo Atem Malim Ola Kalil Lefanai. It's like you brought a whole Ola in front of for me, and goes more, and it says it's going to remain an eternal heap, and don't make even gardens or orchards. That's Rabbi Yisrael Glidi. Rabbi Kiva says, no." Means you're not allowed to build it like it was. But you're allowed to make Ginos and Pardesos. That's what the Gemara is going to talk about right now. Lema b'de Rebbe Avin Amar Midavi Amar Rebbe Eloi. Should we say that they're arguing within him? Damar Rebbe Eloi. Kol makom shatamotzi klal ba'aseyu prat velosa say ain't done with sober klal prat. There's a general rule in a klal. Uprat. Whenever you have a general principle which is said, and then a specific principle that said that it's what ends up happening is the din is that specific is the Ainlanu Elamashib is the prat. The only thing you have is the prat. So it hones it in, and it's not like an example, but rather the specific to it. That's the general rule of klal uprat. But what happens if you have the klal is with an assay and the prat is with a los assay? Do you have the principle of klal uprat or not? Right? So if you don't have the principle, then klal uprat, then klal is a general principle, let's say it's 50 things, and then prat is only one of those things, is used as an example of the one of the 50, but not excluding the other 49. But if it's specifying, then it's just it and not the other ones. So now we have a question is whether or not you say klal uprat when one of them is an assay and one of them is a los assay. So he says that Rabbi Eloi, you do not don it in klal uprat. So if that it would be the case, then we would say that demar islay Rabbi Avin, one of them holds like Rabbi Avin, that would be Rabbi Yosef clearly holds of that. Amar leslay Rabbi Avin, another one does not hold of Rabbi Avin. Now what are we talking about here? Because the pasuk says v'haisa tel olam, it will remain an eternal heap. And then it says don't build again, and it specifies it, right? Rebuilding the city, which sounds like setting up just it itself, but nothing to do with gardens and orchards. So one of them we would say, Rusi Glidi, who says that you're not even allowed to build gardens or anything like that. It means it's not specifying it itself, but it's including more other things as well. And Rabbi Kiva is saying, no, it's only that itself, and he does hold of it. Says the Gemara, lo. Dukuli Amma Islu, Rabbi Avin. Really, everyone holds of Rabbi Avin's din. V'halcha b'alchem, if it's not a machlokas. My sefer od legamri mashma. My sefer od lekemasha, he's saying on Nivnes. Right, when the Pasuk speaks about the destruction, the end of the Pasuk, when it talks about destroying, it says, V'haysa tel olam lo si bana od. Don't do it anymore. The question is, what does it mean when we say that? Rabbi Yosef Glodin says legamre, and Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva says that kamash ha'isen nevres. Avalas says he ganos pardesim. You're allowed to make it into ganos and pardesim. Tanu Rabbanan, hayu ba'ilanos. Let's say there are trees that are in that city. Then Tulushan Aser, the ones that are already cut down, they're asim. Mechubar mutar, the ones that are mechubar, they are mutar. As she says, the tikbots v'sarafta amra. Rachman Torah says you have to gather it and burn it. Mi she'ena mechusar ella kivitza v'sreifa yatzazesh mechusar tulisha v'kivitza v'sreifa. It's like all three of these things. Shalir acheres, but it's from another city. Ben Tulushan mechumarim aser, whether they are detached or they are attached, they're going to be aser. What does that mean? Amar Rav Chista Yericho.
It means Yericho.
The pasuk says Yeshua put a curse on it. Well, it first is chirmasized, right? It's on to Hashem. It's only for Hashem. Hashem says, "Afilu ilonus mechubar and asher ba nasar." And even the ones that are mechubar, they're going to be usher. Now, we know that what happened was when Yericho was taken over, that Yeshua said this is going to be for Hashem, and no one could build a city called, you know, the city, you're not allowed to build it up, and you're not even allowed to build another city and call it by the name Yericho. Anyone who does, the first son's going to die, the last son's going to die, it's bad news. Vayashvi Yeshua Beisei Yilemar, and he swore, and he said that Ara Ish Lefnei Hashem Asher Yokum Abana Seir Azos Es Yericho. Curse is the one who builds us up, the city of Yericho. Bivchoro Yis. With his oldest son, he's going to put the foundations, and with his younger ones, he's going to set up the gates. In other words, the oldest is going to die, the younger is going to die. Tana, lo Yericho l'shem ira cheres, v'lo ira cheres l'shem Yericho. Can't be either one of them. Says Rashi, shalo yivne Yericho v'yasev shema l'shem ira cheres. Can't like rebuild Yericho and call it something else. V'lo ira cheres l'shem Yericho. Afilu bana ira cheres v'kari Yericho aser levnosesh. Afilu shem Yericho yimcha le'olam. Even the name itself. Biyamav Bana Chiel, there's a guy named Chiel, who's a friend of Achav, who was that terrible king we spoke about, Besa Eli, Es Yericho Biyamav Shal Achav, Vishal Ve'al Sha'aver Al Ha'Allah, Karile Besa Eli, and he went against us. So, Lo Yericho Shem Yerah, Dechsev Bana Chiel Besa Eli, Es Yericho, it says that during the times of Achav, Chiel of the house of the curse built Yericho. With Aviram is Bechor, he set down a foundation. With Guv is youngest, he ended up putting up the doors. Rashi says Aviram Rasha. Kishames Aviram, Aviram Rasha, Aviram Rasha, Loya Lo Lechia Lilmot, Shelo Livno Sesiricho. Right, shouldn't he have learned? He should have learned not to go and to build it. When he saw his oldest son died, he should have stopped right there and he shouldn't have kept going. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Aviram Bechor Rasha, Lo. Haya lo lomod, Michiel would not have. I'm sorry. Loya lo lomod, he wouldn't be able to learn just from that. But he could learn it out from. He certainly should have learned it from the youngest son that would happen. He would learn it out from there. Aviram uskuv my Ovid. What did they do that they call him Rashi? I said to call Lu Rishayim. And for the Gemara, Haki Gemara. Aviram Becharo Haya Lulumo La Osa Rasha Biskov Tiro. From the death of Aviram, his firstborn, then Chiel, this person, this Rasha, should have learned, means he was a Rasha. He should have learned what's going to happen to his youngest son. Mimash Shinar about Aviram Becharo. From the fact that it says Aviram his firstborn, any Odesh Gusira, I don't know that he's the one that's younger than him. Obviously, Rashi says Milsaban Pei Nafshi, who Lamejisha, who can figure it out. Mimasha Shinema be Aviram Bechor, any Odesh Guf Tziro, he's younger. Elamatamad Lomar, let's read it inside. Matamad Lomar, Suguf Tziro, Melamachay Mekabe Beholich, my Aviram Matzguf, which means that he had more children. But from the oldest to the youngest, they all ended up all dying. Achav, no, Achav, it says, was Shushvine Avi. He was Chiel's very close friend. And also, Yuv Eliyahu, Lemishal, Bishloma, Bimatya, the Aunt Tamya. They came to be Menachem Avel. Eliyahu and Avi and Achav, when his son, you know, when they died. And Rashi explains why it's called that Lashon. Yosef and Ka'amar, they said, Dilma ki Melet Yoshua. Maybe the reason why this terrible thing happens is because of the curse of Yoshua. Hachi Lot, this is how he said, this is Aser, Lo Yericho Hashem Iracheres, Lo Iracheres Hashem Yericho. Like, is that the reason why his sons died? Amalei Elio, he said, "In, yep, that's why." So Amalei says, "Really, that's why?" Well, Hasha Levatsa, Demosha Lo Mekaima, Dechsev Visartem Bavaratem. Right, the curse of Moshe Rabbeinu, it says when in Shema, Visartem Bavaratem, when you go ahead and you go against the Avodah Zarah and you go and you're involved with such a thing, then what happens? That Hashem is going to get angry against the person, against us, and he's going to hold back. There's going to be no rain over here. So even Moshe Rabbeinu came along and he said such a thing. And Vahu Gavra, okay, and it didn't come to be because there's a crazy amount of rain. Vahu Gavra, meaning myself, he set up the Okim Lei, Avodah Skachad, Makot HaLamatalim, like we saw earlier. He put a all over the place. Rashi says Shura Varuga Makom Gavo, right? It was a high place in the sun. But what happened? Below Shavaklay Mitzvah Demezal Miskei Lay, and the rain doesn't allow him to go even to those of Avodah Zarah. Say Rashi says Alichluch Alichluch Haolech V'Gadam Meruva G'Sham. So much rain, so much mud there. Habayim LaOlam She'en Meinichen Leilich LeShtachavos LaAvodas Kocham Mitoch Tirachim Aluchlachos Betet.
Levatzad Yeshua Tamina Mekaima, that of Moshe Rabbeinu's thing didn't uphold that Yeshua is going to be. Miyad, what happened immediately, and this is all happening in the Shiva house, immediately, Vayomer Eliyahu, Tishbi Chai Mitoshe Gilad, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael Im Yatalu Matar.
Ooh, Eliyahu and Avi was not happy that that went down over there. And what did he do? Eliyahu Atishbi, who's from Gilad, he says, by the living God of Lord of Israel, if there's going to be dew or rain, meaning what's going to happen is there's going to be a big famine, there's going to be a big drought. Says Rashi, High Cross, Samach Likra, Dechiel, Besaeli.
That's why this whole thing is now brought up, because it's right next to it. Ba'i Rachma, Rachamei. So Eliyahu and Avi, he daven Tashem, Vahavale Aklida the Mitra, and he was given the key to rain. Rashi says, Mafteach Shel Matar. Vekam Va'azel, he got up and then he left. We're going to see a Gemara, by we, I mean whoever's going to start with us. We did, Baruch Hashem, we were Zocha to do Tainus a long time ago, but Orais is starting up Tainus, I think tomorrow, if anyone wants to start up. And we know the three keys, the key of childbirth, the key of rain, the key of Tchias HaMesim. And we're going to see it in a minute. V'harvilei eklida d'mitzvah, he got it. V'kam ba'azal went and he left over there. And because of what Achav said during this shiva called Techiel, that made Eliyahu go and say this type of thing, that's why he has a story over here. V'ahid d'var Hashem elav le'mor. And Hashem's word came to him saying, Lech mizeh u'penisa l'cha k'edma v'nistata b'nacha kris. Now, what happened was, after he said this, there's going to be no rain, Hashem said, you better go hide now, because he's going to try to get you, try to kill you. So he said, go from here and go to the east and hide by this little nachal kris. Orvim, you're going to have water from there. Orvim, and they're going to bring, the ravens are going to bring you bread and meat in the mornings. Mehecha, where are they going to get this bread and this meat from? He gets it from Amarav Yehuda, Amarav, Mibay Tabche Da Achav, from the kitchen of Achav. It's pretty amazing. He's being fed by him. And then at the end of the year that they dried up and there was no rain in the land, came in the Chazadik Tzayab Amo, and Hashem saw that there was so much suffering going on because of this drought. Rashi says, "Kodesh Baruch Hu, came in the Chazadik Baruch Hu, Dik Tzayab Amo, Amar Leah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Laleo Lech Tzarfata Legalgal Hadavar Shiyachzer Lo Mafteach." Hashem is setting up things in order that there'll be like a circular thing. It's going to come around that he's going to give back this key to Hashem, Shalmata of rain, to the coming first shows that he's going to explain right now. That is, Hashem wanted to bring the rain because there's so much pain going on, but Eliyahu had the key, so Kiviyachal, he couldn't do such a thing until he got the key back. So he's setting things in motion to get it back. And uksiv ayi acher dvar meila chala ben aisha baala sabayis that there was a when this whole thing occurred, where was this? This is in Malachim Aleph. After these things happened, there was a son that the guy he was staying by got very sick, and he wanted to go out and help the sick kid. Bar Rachmani Davin, the Mason lay a klida tchias mesim to give him the key of tchias mesim, so you should save the kid. Amar lay, because the kid had died. Amar lay shalos mafteches l'nim suru l'shliach. I can't get, you know, there's three keys that weren't given to a shaliach, and shalchaya, v'shal gashamim, v'shal tchias mesim. Right, that's childbirth, that is rain, and that is tchias mesim. And can it be that the Talmud is two and the Rav is one? I see all your skill. I give me that key of rain, and then you can have tchias mesim. So he gave it up. And tchsev lechereu heirae el achav etna matar. Like it says, Hashem's word came to Eliyahu, go before Achav, and I will send rain. Rashi says, v'loksev v'sein matar, and that you're going to give rain, but I'll be the one to give the rain. Darshu Galila Kamedu Avchista came and he expounded Mashal Eliyahu Lamadav Domer. What is this Mashal compared to? Lagavre de Tarkele Gale Amenu locked his gate the Abdi Lamavtechay, and then he lost the key because he says there's not going to be rain until I actually come back and give it to you. So he locked it up, but then he didn't have the key to be able to unlock it.
Darash Rabbi Yossi Bitzipori. Abba Eliyahu, Abba is a beautiful Rashi says Chavive Ugedole, like it means like the beloved term. Beep, turn the page. Oh my goodness, here we are. Kufi Gimel Mabeis. Captain, he's a captain, which is a way of saying temperamental. Says Rashi, Shekos al Achav, got angry at Achav at the whole thing. V'mer Chay Hashem em Yeh Shanim Ha'ela Tal Umatar.
pretty amazing thing to say about Eliyahu Navi is, you know, to say like about a captain that Eliyahu Navi used to learn with him, as we're going to see, right? So he got angry at Achav and he said this, and he just jumped to this type of conclusion. Have a rugged lemesigabe. Now, you know, Eliyahu Navi used to come to visit Rabbi Yossi and he would learn with him. And every day he would steig. Ich say mine tlosi yomi lase. But Eliyahu Navi, you speaking, you call me a captain? He got upset. He hid himself from him for 3 days. He didn't come to learn with him because of what happened. Rashi says, Shaya ragel lemeisa lebe midrasha kol yoma ve'lo asa betlosi yomi, didn't come for these 3 days. Kiyat, when he finally showed up, Amalei said, Amar lo samar, Eliyahu Navi, where you been? Amalei says back to him, Captain Gorsley, you called me a captain. You know, what's going on? What do you expect? I'm just going to show up after you're calling me a captain? So he says back to him, he says, Amalei says back, Hod the kamon de ko kapin mar. But this exact story showed that I'm actually correct. Says Rashi, Harei al devar zeh, shamati lecha. Beis, hold on. Ato makbid. Yeah, you got makbid over it. Shalom basa, like gimel yamim. Bikabdana shikafatstan light. The fact that you jumped on me. It's like, you're getting all upset about the fact that I went on and called you a captain. Clearly I'm right. Because otherwise you wouldn't have not showed up. Okay, next. Part of the Mishnah says, V'lo yidbak v'yadcha me'umam en chirim kozman shirishan ba'olam charon af ba'olam. Nothing of the banned property shall adhere to your hands, that Hashem will not turn back, so that Hashem will turn back from his anger. As long as the Rishon and says, as long as you're showing the world, you have this anger in the world. Mine, Rishayim. Now, who are these Rishayim that we're talking about over here? Right, that you're saying, who's the Mishnah referring to? Amarav Yosef Ganove. It's referring to Ganavim, thieves. Tanu Rabbanan, Rasha Baliolam. When a Rasha comes to the world, Charon Baliolam. Then anger comes into the world. Shenamar Bevo Rasha Ba Gambuz Vim Klon Cherpo. Like it says, with the coming of a wicked person comes booze. Two, not booze, you know, but like a little bit of booze, right? But comes booze. I don't know how to translate it. And with shamefulness comes disgrace, right? So, yeah. So we have this derision that comes. Russia, Avad Min Olam, when Russia is lost from the world, then Tova by the Olam. When the Russia is lost from the world, good comes to the world. Shenemar uba'avod v'shoyim rina. When the wicked perish, there is joy. Tzadik nifrim min olam, when a tzadik leaves the world, ra b'alom, bad comes to the world. Shenemar, a tzadik avad, vein ish sam alev. The righteous man has perished, and no man takes to heart. V'anshi chesed nesavim be'ein maven. And men of kindness are gathered in without anyone understanding. Kimipnei ra nesav a tzadik. It's because of the evil that the righteous man was taken. Says Rashi, Kodem Shetava Ra Tzadik Nesaf Mechal Dekeven Shemesa Raba. You understand that we saw this a lot of times when Tzadikim, great Tzadikim are here, bad things don't happen. But as soon as they leave, these bad things happen. We're open to the negative bad things that can happen if we're very careful. Make sure we daven our Tzadikim should be with us for a long time. Tzadik Bali Olam, Tova Bali Olam, goodness comes to the world, and Tzadik comes to the world. Like it says about Noach, it's called Noach because this one will bring us relief from our work and from the toil of our hands. Hadron Allah kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek usligal mesechas Sanhedrin. You know what our minig is? Our minig is that we said Hadron Allah says quickly. Hadron Allah, going back to Daf Tzad, he says kol Yisrael shem chelek kol abba. Now that you said that, my friend, mazel tov on finishing mesechas Sanhedrin. She be zocha to finish kolat shas kolat Torah kula. Get as close as we can to the Avish. They're looking forward to starting up as Hashem with Makos. Mazel tov. Simchas, bracha, atzlacha, and a freilichim. If you're listening to this in Tavshin Pei 2025, a freilichim in Koshadika Pesach. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.